Good morning and good afternoon to my friends on the East Coast. It's Julie Harris, and thank you for being on this call. This is your prospecting scripts mindset. We cover a lot of different things in this class. Now, I have had a couple of special requests, just like we did last week. So the topic is one of my all-time favorites, expireds. And, you know, you guys all have the expired script. I don't need to go over that. We've done that many, many times in this class. So if you haven't listened to those calls, make it your mission and your homework this week to listen to and internalize the expired script. Speaking of which, because it all starts with the script, I'm going to get into that for a second, and then we're going to talk about expired lead follow-up and expired messages. So the first thing is, you know, if we're going to go after expired, you have to have some kind of resource to get you the expired list, expired phone numbers, addresses, obviously, et cetera. So Red X has been around forever, theredx.com, leadcenters.com, and, you know, you do pay for your MLS. You can get the hot sheet every morning. I'm not going to say for free because you had to pay your MLS dues, but virtually for free. And you could, the inexpensive way to hunt expireds is to just use your MLS and go door knocking. That's the cheapest way, you know. So you all have that option. Then if you want to bump up from there, you can certainly spend $50 a month on Lead Centers or Red X. Both of those companies also supply you with for sale by owner leads. Okay, so not having access, not being able to find the list, not being able to find phone numbers, not really a viable excuse, because you can always go door knocking for free, obviously in safe neighborhoods. I'm not sending you into anything scary. You can door knock for free, or you can pay one of these companies. And here's the thing, just like my class here and anything else you're paying for in your business, these things are really, really super inexpensive if you use them. So $50 a month is nothing if you're making $5,000 a month just doing one new listing, if that's your average commission. If you don't do anything with it, it's really expensive. Why would you spend $50 a month if you're not going to do anything with it? Find, you know, understand what I'm saying? So utilize these tools. So number one, identify how you're going to find expireds. Number two, make sure that you have a script. And under that heading, I want you to take notes on this. I don't want you to stress out, wig out about scripts. I don't want you to be like, oh, God, I don't have it verbatim. I don't have it memorized exactly, so I'm not going to prospect today. Uh-uh. Here's the bottom line with the scripts. And I say this virtually on every script that I teach you. It's all about motivation and time frame. Do they have to sell? Yes or no? If the answer is no, you don't have to stay on the phone with them. Okay? Ideally, if they do still have to sell the home, when would they like it to be gone by? And many of them will say yesterday. So the way to ask that is, you know, I'm going to just give you the basic, right? So you're going to, number one, have super energy and enthusiasm. Okay? Without that, you're just going to sound like every other, you know, boring script reading realtor calling them. You're going to be real. Be yourself first. Be your realtor self second. And that's a huge light bulb for many of you. I've had lots of breakthroughs with my one-on-one students when they take that seriously. Be you first. Be the realtor you second. Okay? So I'm going to say, hey, you know, this is Julie Harris with a, I have to not say Harris Real Estate University because I say that so often in the day. This is Julie Harris with RE/MAX. How are you? Great. Gosh, I'm calling because I was so surprised to see that your home is no longer being marketed. What happened? Okay? So in your notes, write down, be fascinated with them. Don't have your cell phone ringing in the background, kids screaming, dogs barking, you know. Just be fascinated and absolutely into the call. If you have to do 20 jumping jacks before you make the call, fine. So I'm having lots of energy and enthusiasm. Gosh, what happened? Why do you think it didn't sell? Okay? It's hard to hang up on me when I'm all about you, isn't it? Okay? And they're going to tell you their story. That's the bottom line. Get their story. Gosh, why do you think it didn't sell? If it had sold, where were you going to go next? Do you still have to sell this home? In other words, keeping it isn't an option? Great. And ideally, when would you like this all to be accomplished by? Fantastic. Okay? So you're being fascinated by them. You're pulling out the facts, and you're getting their story. Okay? I always have my old broker's voice in my head, tell your story to Rory. That was his thing. And it really worked. That's where I picked this up. Okay? So Then you're going to go on to the close, okay? It sounds like no matter what else happens, you still have to sell this home. Isn't that right, Barbara? Okay, great. Well, let me ask you this. I'm sure you'll agree, and it only makes sense, that we get together and put together a game plan, not just to get it back on the market, but to get it sold. That way you can still accomplish your goal of moving to your new construction home as soon as it's finished instead of having to start over from scratch. I'm sure you will agree it only makes sense. So what time works best for you, 4 o'clock today or 10 a.m. tomorrow? Okay, so write down the phrase, I'm sure you'll agree, and it only makes sense. Try to say no to that. Okay. Now, by the time you're closing, you've already determined, is this someone that you can help, that you want to help, you know what their story is, yada, yada. Okay. All right. So now we're going to move on to a very common occurrence, which is you have to leave a message. Okay. So you call and you call and you call, and it seems like nobody's home. You're getting frustrated. And, you know, I've always coached you to make sure that you do leave a message. If you're not leaving messages, how would they ever know that you're trying to help them? And I know that sometimes you've been coached by various entities or maybe even your office manager to just not bother leaving a message because it takes too long. I'm not talking about leaving a 20-minute message. Nobody listens to that, okay? I'm talking about simply letting them know that you are there to help them. So I might leave a message like this. Hi, Barbara, it's Julie over at REMAX, and gosh, you know, I was really surprised to see that your home's no longer being marketed, and I'm here to let you know that I specialize in helping people in your situation get the home not just on the market, but get it sold this time. So if you still have to sell, give me a call today for a free confidential consultation so we can put together a game plan and get this thing sold for you. It would be my pleasure to speak with you just as soon as possible. And then my phone number. Okay, so it's basically a succinct version of the script that I just went through with you. And many people will say, you know, how many times are you going to call before you give up? I like to give people 2 to 3 messages at different times of day. I'm going to try and find them. And if it's a really good-looking listing in a nice neighborhood, nice school district, I'm going to door knock it. Okay, I might even drop off a pre-listing package. I'm going to have a handwritten card. I'm going to do what it takes to find them. After all, they do have a house to sell, and what is it I do for a living? Aha! So ask yourself this. Every single day, you have a list right in front of you of people who have homes to sell, who are no longer listed, who are in your area. Why in the world are you not door knocking all of the ones that make sense for you? Doesn't make any sense to me why you wouldn't be prioritizing this. Some of you have these elaborate mailing programs that you've put together, and you have 2,000 people in your email drip system. But unless they're calling you today and saying, come list my home, it's worthless, okay? Here you have a list of people who need your help, period. Call them, door knock them. Don't just do the mailing. So statistically, the most motivated expireds always list within 3 days of expiring. So maybe you get 20, and of that 20, 4 or 5 of them are going to relist virtually immediately. That's why some of your elaborate mailing campaigns where you send out 8 letters and wonder why you never get a call back, they've already relisted, okay? So be careful being too passive on your expired campaign, okay? So how many messages? 2 or 3 at different times of day trying to find them. On really good listings, you're going to prioritize, cherry pick, and door knock on a daily basis. Ask yourself this question. If you were to door knock just one, I mean, talk about a minimum standard, guys. This would take you like a half an hour. If you were to door knock one expired each day, 5 days of the week, and one called you back each week, that's 4 listing opportunities per month. If you only took one of them and only made $5,000, just taking this coaching call seriously will make you an additional $60,000. Interesting. Now, my grizzled veterans are delegating this to a team member to systematize, and ultimately they're going to be the ones who go on the appointment. But really, how much time are we talking about, honestly? Very minimal. So ignoring this spoke or this pipeline of business is basically like saying, oh, no, you can keep that money. I'm not interested in helping people who have a home to sell, who have already demonstrated their willingness to list. okay, whose price I already know is wrong. I mean, think of all the cool stuff you know about an expired. I've already gone over this many times in class before, but just to remind you, they already listed with who would have been your competitor first time around, and that person let them down. One less competition for you, okay? We know what the wrong price is because most of the time it's expired because it's overpriced, okay? We already know what it looks like. We've got pictures and description. We know that they're willing to list. That makes them better than a FSBO, okay? And, you know where they are. I don't know. I mean, if I had to take a listing by midnight today, I'd go directly to the expireds, and, you know, it would happen. So some of you have some kind of weird fear about this. If that's you, we need to talk directly about it. Go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com and let me help you. Okay? All right, so this is going to be a short call today. I want you to take this seriously. Do the homework. Break the ice. You do not have to be perfect at the script. All you have to do is be fascinated by them. Be, you know, interested in their story. Get their story out of them and close. Don't overcomplicate and overthink it. Speaking of which, I have to mention this as well. Some of you spend hours researching these expireds because you're avoiding, what's really going on is you're avoiding the phone call. Oh, I have to research it. I want to know, was it a short sale expired? How many times has it been on the market? What's the history? I do not give a crap about any of that, guys. All you care about is, do they still have to sell? Yes or no? That's it. Then you can get into the rest with your questions. Tell me more about the home. So when you spend tons of time researching, you're just avoiding the call. Let's call it what it is. All right? Stop doing that. Get the list. Call. Here's another tip for you. Call from the bottom to the top. Everyone else who is also prospecting calls from the top to the bottom. Okay? So if you call from the bottom of the list to the top, you're going to be the first call instead of call number 3 or call number 30 to that person. Call from the bottom to the top. Don't overly cherry pick based on price range other than not to go too low or unsellable, like maybe manufactured housing or mobile homes or something. I never really went after land very much personally because it's hard to sell. But don't overly cherry pick, okay? So how do you decide? If it's too far away and you know, honest to God, you're not going to service it or you don't know the area, you don't have to call it. If it's too cheap or too dangerous, you don't have to call it, okay? But after that, you're going to call every expired on the list from bottom to top, okay? I look forward to all of your great success stories. Let me know how it's going. Let me know how questions you have. I have a question from Larry in Denver. Hi, Larry. What flyers and documents do you recommend we leave at the home when we door knock and sellers are not home? Well, you should have a standard pre-listing pack, which is also posted in this class. Your standard pre-listing pack, this is a great question, should consist of a cover letter, which is ideally hand-signed by you. And in this case, if it's an expired, I would say something like, it basically right off of the script, I was surprised that it is no longer being marketed. This is something I specialize in. If you still have to sell your home, give me a call for a free confidential consultation. One phone number, hand-signed by you. So a cover sheet to that degree. All of this should be on nice letterhead, nice paper. Cover sheet, your resume, your listing plan of action, a page of testimonials, at least 5 testimonials, and in this case, if you have expired testimonials, that would be fantastic. I used to have a rockin' one that said, after being on the market for almost 4 years with 4 different agents, we then listed with Tim and Julie, who sold our house in 90 days or less for almost full asking price. So, and that was obviously an expired testimonial. If you can put together something like that, maybe not that dramatic, but that was my favorite one, then have testimonials. Then you can say something, if it's a short sale, you should have a supplement that says, did you know that if you have to be a short sale, you can buy a home again in 2 to 3 years, depending on the situation. Many times get relocation assistance. This is something we can discuss further when we meet. If you think that they were overpriced because they're trying to avoid a short sale, you know, you can decide which ones to put that in and which ones not to, okay? A sample home brochure or something like that, a just sold card, something that shows who you are and what you do. We used to use the flexible fee, the communications guarantee, and the easy exit listing pages, which you also have in this class, because they want to know what makes you different. Okay? So I would put that together. There is also supplemental material from the short sale class that you can use. Some of the different special programs from lenders, all that good stuff. Make sure it's a consistent look on nice paper, on letterhead, in a decent folder, Okay. Then I would put it on a FedEx envelope, which is weatherproof. And Larry, you live in cold, yucky weather sometimes, so this is good especially for you. A FedEx envelope, and then on the outside there would be a tag that says that was in fluorescent print, and it says, caution, the contents of this package may cause your home to sell. Okay? So you make sure that they open it, and then you follow up. So good question. I wouldn't put together like a 20 or 30-page packet, but the main things that highlight you, what makes you different, who you are, and how you can help them with a nice cover sheet. So maybe 10 pages or less. If you don't want to pay for, you know, your company folders, you can go to Office Max or Kinko's or something and get nice. We used to use just plain, shiny silver folders, and they're a lot cheaper, and they're professional and nice. Okay, hopefully that answers your question. And then, you know, you're going to work the accumulation effect here. Let's say that you cherry pick three a day, you know, and but you do it for 90 days. How many leads are you going to have? Tons, tons of them, okay? And then you're going to nurture them, and a few are going to pop every month, if not every week. The main thing with everything that we teach in this class is to polish it so that you have a good script and you know it works. You can Larry-ize this script, okay? Or Barbara, you can Barbara-ize the script. Be you doing the script. So you've got to, number one, have a good source for the information. Where are you getting your expired leads from? Number two, you have to have a good script that you're comfortable with. Best way to get comfortable is to actually do it on a daily basis. Number three, actually do it on a daily basis, okay? Dedicate an hour a day to expireds. Number four, systematize and automate as much as possible so that this is not just something you dabble in and, quote, try out now and then. This is part of who you are and what you do as a trusted real estate professional. You get X amount of business from this particular spoke. Nothing works in real estate if you dabble in it, okay? Everything works in real estate if you systematize it, virtually everything, okay? So let me know your success stories. If you have questions, you're going to send them in between the call, julie@myhreu.com. If any of you think that you should be in our one-on-one coaching program, call my staff at 866-422-9497, and Sarah or Rochelle will give you more information about that. We have two different one-on-one programs. One is $399 a month, and one is $799 a month. Same coaching, different. The $399 is every other week. The $799 is every week. That's the only real difference. So if that's you, or you even want more information, call and ask, because that's where some of you in this class are starting to get to, is needing that, okay? If you have any questions in between, you know what to do. Have a powerful and productive week, and we'll talk to you soon.